This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women for the job you do, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to all our roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and hello to William and his pals up there in the northern tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget the merchant marine either, with the ship that called in last week, and the ship captain says he listens all the way from New Orleans to Tampa on our affiliates all the way across the Gulf. Well, thank you very much, sir. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, our president took a little trip over to India. He's going to be there for just about 2 days. He had the 15-mile ride in from the airport to where they were going to that big stadium there, met up with the India Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, for a welcome rally. I'll tell you what, you talk about people. hundreds of thousands of people along the route. They're saying may have been millions, but I'll go with hundreds of thousands because that I saw. And then the reception he got at the airport was amazing.
Yeah, you'll notice that when Republican presidents go over to India, they're embraced in an enthusiastic way, as opposed to Democrats. This all started, and you got to give props to George W. Bush. He's the one who embraced India to use as a counter to China. India's got 1 billion people, just like China. So there's a strategic element to this. Plus, we give them a preferred trade status. So they're very happy with Republicans because we're free market people. They didn't care for Barack Obama that much. So when you juxtapose the pictures of Bush and Trump with Clinton and Obama, you do see a dramatic difference in support.
Well, we're also doing something else this time. It's been rumored that the president is going to ask Prime Minister Modi to intervene in Venezuela, which that's one of their trading partners as well. Venezuela's trading there. We aren't. And put pressure on Venezuela to get the evil dictator out and put newly elected president in place. I forget his name, but that's what they're talking about.
Gallo. They this is the counter that that India and China do. This is mm-hmm. this is perfect. You got China meddling down in Venezuela along with Russia. Mm-hmm. China's a very big trading party with them, and he's asking India to counter China's mm-hmm. influence.
That's right.
When you have a country that consumes, when you have a country of a billion people, whether they consume individually a lot or not, it's a big deal when you're talking about trade. So Trump is doing the natural thing. You know, the communists and China want to exert their influence. We're putting another country with a billion people into the mix down there. So we'll see what happens.
Now, the other thing is the president also is looking to bring some more trade agreements into the mix. So this may or may not have been related. There was a $2.12 billion purchase made by India of Sikorsky aircraft capable of firing a Hellfire missile, and that may have been part of this, but it was announced just before the president touched down.
Yeah, the big counter there, and we have been backing, you know, recently, you know, since 9/11, we've been kind of backing India over Pakistan.
Sure.
In the issue with Kashmir. You know, so they are a military ally of ours. It's mm-hmm. always nice to have a military ally with a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their army is nothing to sneeze at, and they do act as a force in their region. So with Pakistan kind of circling the drain with us after everything that they've done to practically flip us off, even though we were giving them incredible amounts of foreign aid, this is a good move.
Now, what would you say if I told you CNN came out and rocked the house over the weekend with an election official who said, they said, overstated the Russian interference in the 2020 election, which is what Adam Schiff just ran and says, oh, we're going to have to investigate again because this is so terrible, and all that sort of stuff.
Well, all the reports, all the innuendo and the rumors about Russian interference was leaked by his committee.
That's right.
He cherry picked facts in order to make it sound that as though something nefarious was happening from the administration, and CNN ran with it like the good sock puppets that they are. You know, again, Adam Schiff, we should investigate him, because if you want to talk about an abuse of power, here's the guy doing it.
Alrighty, hold that thought, because we're coming right back. More with Frank Stellato from the Underground USA podcast right after these messages coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, tomorrow's news tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at your Moss Family Automotive Dealership. Now, they've got three Moss Nissans, a Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership, and the Moss Acura dealership. We'll tell you about all of them right now. Because while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale when you shop one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you've got hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. Now, we know many more people right now are buying vehicles, not just new vehicles, but they're buying certified pre-owned vehicles too. And you'll also get great peace of mind because every used vehicle bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and a whole bunch more. Now, there are three Moss Nissan locations for you to choose from. The first one at US 19 and 54, Newport Richey. The second one, US 19 in Crystal River. And the third one, now on North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget about the Moss Family Automotive Moss Wholesale to the Public store on US 19 and Home Assassin Springs. And right there at 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, you also have the all-new Moss Acura dealership right next to the Florida Avenue Nissan store. So check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? It's going to save you money, and you'll get an extra $500 off on the vehicle you're looking at. Okay, back to Frank Silvallo, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have a call from our favorite caller who wants to ask a pertinent question. So are you ready?
I am.
Bagham and Bob. Bagham and Bob, what's up?
Anyway,
about this coronavirus. We want to know the political consequences of closing or restricting the border because of the coronavirus. It's rapidly going, and we better kill them in the spring before they bite us in the fall.
All right, good question, because, Frank, you and I were going to talk about the coronavirus, because my question to you is, why are we allowing the Chinese military to do research in the United States? And, oh, they just got caught with their hands in a cookie jar at Harvard University and Boston College and at the University of Boston College. And what was it that they were working on, Frank?
Yeah.
What was it they were working on? Was it coronavirus?
Yeah.
The guy got caught. Yep.
To answer Bob's question, there's only good political ramifications for securing down the border with this, especially since other countries are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so while the Democrats will sit there and ramble on about humanitarian this and humanitarian that, if he tightens down the border because of the coronavirus, it only doubles down the fact that he likes to put the American people first. Chinese military, I don't know why we do just about anything with them. They're not ingenuous. The country itself, even in public issues of copyright law, tend to stab us in the back. I don't know why we do a lot of allowing unstabilized nations when it comes to alliances do any kind of research over here. You know, would we have done it with the Germans in 1939? Yeah, come on over and take a look at what we're doing with physics. You know, we should be kind of jealous with the knowledge that we have. It allows us to have the upper hand on some things when it comes to lethal action. And I think it's time we reevaluate it. Now, will we take a hit? Yeah, we'll take a hit because people will say, oh, you're moving to a war footing. You're not sharing your abilities with us anymore. Well, yeah, you don't really share your abilities with us. In any kind of exchange of knowledge when it comes to military stuff, the Russians haven't been 50-50 with us. The Chinese haven't been 50-50 with us. The Pakistanis certainly weren't 50-50 with us. You know, so we should be rethinking how we reach out and show cooperative measures with foe nation militaries.
Here's the problem as we understand it right at the moment. We had a Chinese second lieutenant that was a student at Harvard that they did not know was a Chinese second lieutenant until she left the country, and then they found out about it, that was working in the lab that was working on this virus. Then we had a hospital lab tech who was going back to China and got caught at the airport with samples of what appeared to be the coronavirus.
Yeah, and the arrival destination for both of these people was the epicenter in China.
Yeah, and that's all we know. We don't know anything else because since then it's clammed right up.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the floated idea that this was an organic virus or that it was an innocent mishap is, if you're believing this, you're a little on the naive side. This had everything to do with the motivation of military minds over in China.
By the way, Eric wants to know if the CDC shouldn't share in some of the responsibility here.
That depends.
They didn't have anything to do with the college per se.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to do with Harvard or the other college. Now, should they be taking the lead a little bit more stringently with how we're going to deal with this? Yes, and they should come out with a recommendation that we should tighten down the border.
Yeah, then he mentioned, of course, that the U.S. State Department, somebody needs to be taking a look at there for giving the green light to allow these quote end of quote Chinese scientists to come into the country.
Well, to give them the access that they have, yes.
Yeah.
You know, this goes back to what I was saying. I mean, you know, in the State Department, they call it the swamp for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, President Trump needed to, and President Bush the same way, they needed to go into the State Department and clean house from top to bottom, because that's a very powerful organization in our government bureaucracy, and the holdovers from the Clinton and the Obama administration are many, 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 and they sometimes just take their policy and say, that's the way we're going to do it. This guy will be gone in 4 years. Don't worry about it. And that is an exact quote from a division chief over there during the Bush administration when Condoleezza Rice came in.
Now, I'll give you three quotes here from three prominent Democrats or Democratic supporters. James Carville said that the Democratic primary is going very well for Putin. Then NBC's Chuck Todd said Bernie Sanders may have already crushed the hopes of a Democratic establishment desperate to try to stop him. And then finally, House Majority Whip James Clyburn, the Democrat of South Carolina, said that the socialist Bernie Sanders is a burden that could put the Democratic House majority in danger.
Well, you know, they stole the election from him last time to give it to Hillary Clinton.
Trying to do it again.
You know, a mastermind criminal, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and they're trying to smear their own in the process, now early in the process before Super Tuesday. If you want to talk about a party that doesn't believe in free and fair elections, and that doesn't believe in a one vote, one person, look at the Democrat Party today, because they want to anoint their leaders, just like the Iranians did in their recent election, and just like they do down in Venezuela.
Okay, now go ahead, because I want to try to get one more thing in here.
Yeah, they want to be able to pick their people. They don't want the will of the people. They don't care for you. They're elitist oligarchs.
Mm-hmm. Now, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, who happens to be on the committee that would be eligible to go over there to do part of the bidding that his community does committee does, confirmed this week that he and a number of other Democratic senators secretly met with Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif at the annual Munich Security Conference last week. He met with Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey. I understand Senator Whitehouse was also there. I'm not sure where he's from. His name was mentioned. And of all people to show up, Rhode Island, and of all people to show up, Secretary of State John Kerry all sat down and had a meeting with the Iranian Prime Minister or Foreign Minister.
Yeah, I'm going to let it be known that it was said first here on the Captain's America. I'm going to scream Iranian collusion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that they're meddling in our elections, and I'm saying the Democrats are colluding with the Iranians. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. I just wanted to get it out there.
Sure.
This is a blatant violation of the Logan Act, especially where it comes to John Kerry. He is not a diplomat for the United States, and there is we have restrictions on diplomatic contact with the country of Iran. So he should be brought up on charges immediately. And I mean, there's just, he can't say he didn't do anything. He wasn't supposed to meet with people like that in an official capacity, and he was meeting with them with elected officials over here. Democrat Party should have been a bipartisan thing if they were going to meet. They didn't do it, so we should be looking into them too.
Okay, we will talk to you on Friday. You got it all out there, my friend.
Say hello, my friend.
All righty, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. And I told you that Kerry shouldn't have even been involved in any of that. Not even as a private citizen. Can't happen. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's major concern over the coronavirus outside China. There's sharp increases in the number of cases in South Korea, Iran, and Italy. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Italy has the highest number of coronavirus cases in Europe. With an emergency decree, the Italian government has adopted special powers to deal with the situation. In the region of Lombardy alone, schools and universities have been closed. Public gatherings, masses and soccer games have also been suspended. And in Venice, authorities are cancelling carnival events.
There's more than 600 cases in South Korea, 6 deaths, and 43 cases in Iran. Across the world, the virus has killed over 2,400 people and 78,000 cases, according to the World Health Organization. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm. And let me tell you something. March the 5th, I'll be down there for Have Lunch with the Captain again, so put it on your calendars down there, you folks in Bradenton and Sarasota. I'll be right there at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, they got some great lunches down there. And on a cool day, if you want some chili or some homemade soup, they got that. All their bread is homemade, and their renowned Cuban sandwich, just to mention one thing, Grandma's pot roast sandwich, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Gonna make myself hungry. Mixon Fruit Farms has one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had. That applewood bacon is just great. Now, the subs, they got the classic, the nighttime sub. Then they got the big one called the Amazing Superman. And their forklift burger isn't called a forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Seasoned to perfection. Got your choice of cheese and it won't disappoint either. And don't forget, you always get a chance to finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone or dish. Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Visit it today. The hidden gem of Bradenton. The phone number to call ahead, 941-748-5829. Located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Stop by. Tell them the captain sent you, and I'll see you there on March the 5th. All right. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, is with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. This was an interesting day yesterday. Not only the race out there in Las Vegas, but also the big fight the night before had a big upset.
Yes, yes. You know, Tyson Fury, you know, he beat Deontay Wilder, seventh round TKO, great fight. It sets up for a third fight now. And I think it'd be another interesting fight to see them both get in the ring and see what happens.
They threw in the towel in the seventh round is what they did.
Yeah, they sure did. So, well, they knew the guy was hurting. Hopefully he doesn't have a busted eardrum because he was bleeding from his ear cap and his mouth. So it was a good precaution to say that's enough for you tonight. So,
well, it's also a sign of a head injury.
Yeah, yes, sir. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it could be either or, but either way, it's not good.
No, it's not. Not at all. You know, speaking about some good news, though, Captain, get away from the bad news. Nice to see Ryan Newman out of the hospital and doing what he has to do to, you know, get back on the track. And hopefully he's going to be, you know, okay in the future now.
Well, he said that he suffered a head injury, and we believe, from what I've been told, strictly what I was told, I cannot confirm or verify it, that he may have been unconscious for most of one day.
Obviously for them to come and put out the black, tarp to get him in, obviously he probably was knocked out, and that's what they were worried about. They didn't want people to see him that way. So I agree with that logic on that.
Because basically you're taking out a limp body, and that's, not what people would want to see. I got it. Okay, right. Well, we had the XFL games over the weekend. Now we'll talk about the local team first very quickly. They lost 34-27. It wasn't any big deal, but they did score 27 points. They made a game out of it, but they just didn't quite have enough to get over the top.
No, and now they're going to play Cardale Jones's team.
Which is the number one team.
Mm-hmm. Right, and, for this league to survive, they're going to have to get some quarterbacks in there. It's like in the NFL, man.
Where was our USF quarterback who is sitting the bench with that team that's just as good, in my opinion, as the one that they had playing, and he never came into the game? Well, he did come into the game, but for maybe two or three plays. What the heck?
Well, they just like this kid Cornelius, captain from Troy. He had a good, season playing ball. Out there, and they like what the kid has to offer. So they're just trying to go. Aaron Murray's hurt, so obviously he's not going to get the start. I think if he was healthy, he'd be your starter. He has the most big time experience coming from the University of Georgia. So, we'll see what happens with the Vipers. There was 18,000 there at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. They're getting a decent turnout. Big game last night with 39-9 victory, over the Wildcats over the DC Defenders. So it's getting kind of interesting. You can see in these games the tackling isn't exactly what you'd like to see, Captain.
And the Tampa Bay Rays won their first preseason training game. But in the meantime, all the other teams now, they travel to Boston today for a 1 o'clock game down there at Fort Myers. And, of course, the Grapefruit League is up and running. The Cactus League is up and running. So pick your favorite baseball team, and wherever they're at, go see them.
Absolutely. Support them. You get to see some kids right now that, aren't superstars, but you'll remember when they do make it. So it's a neat thing to do. That's another good point, Captain. Go to your local single A, double A, and triple A teams, too, because those kids will be stars down the road and they need support. And it's really cost effective to bring your kids and also your sports teams to those games. So very good point, Captain. Very good point.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on here, and, I realize it's an outdoor sport. Baseball is an outdoor sport, but still, get out there and see what they have to offer. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's exactly right. Well, this time of year, the weather's pretty decent, so it's fun to go watch the games this time of year, to say the least. So I encourage everybody to do that in Florida and Arizona. And then hockey is going to be in full swing here real soon, too, Captain, so. That'll be a lot of fun to watch the playoffs when hockey gets rolling.
I thought it was already in full swing.
Well, playoffs, man, playoffs. But as Jim Morrison, playoffs. So you want to
playoffs? We ain't going to no stinking playoffs. Well, you know, Tampa Bay and some of the other teams are in the mix right now. I don't think you're going to see Tampa Bay do what they, you know, what they've done before. How's that?
Yeah. I don't think they'll choke in the first round. I really don't. They better not, because if they do, Captain, I think there'll be some changes in Tampa Bay. And but the Boston Bruins, I think they're expecting them to go a little further this year. So the only team really being that surprised me this year is the Red Wings. I thought they'd be a little bit better, the Detroit Red Wings. So, but they'll get back to in gear, I think, here real soon. They've had a storied franchise there, to say the least, Captain. So.
Basketball, who's running away with the NBA this year? I haven't paid any attention.
No, they're all really together. LA's looking better than I thought they would. The Magic are, you know, the same as they were last year. You have, Miami Heat, not doing anything special down there. Toronto, you know, after winning it, I don't know if they're going to be that great this year coming up, speaking of the star of that team, is hurt. So, it's gonna be very interesting, in the NBA playoffs. Just like hockey this year, Captain, I think they're both so evenly matched. That's what's going to occur.
Tell us what you do, please.
Yeah, man. I just want to let, everybody at the audience know that, you know, if I'm not on with the Captain, then the mornings on Friday talking sports, and on Sunday the Sports Zone, and you can catch us on the Facebook, I'm out helping people out with their Medicare, devoted health plans, HMO. It's a new health plan, easy and affordable, and gives you a lot of great benefits, Captain, as you're well aware. You get to see your primary care physician. You get a long list of Tier 1 and 2 pharmaceuticals. Okay, we have preventative dental care, cleanings and exams, hearing exams, eyes exams, and that's not all, Captain. You get eyeglasses, and then guess what? Every month you can have $30 to go to CVS and buy necessities, from vitamins to toothpaste, and that's just another nice savings for the people. And a free health club membership. And then also, Captain, I encourage everybody to get this, a free personal emergency response unit. And it'll pick you up anywhere. And that's still not all. You know, there's extra help out there for people, Captain, that are hurting. And I can be of assistance in that department. All they have to do is give me a call at 1-813-966-1052. That's 1-813-966-1052. And, hey, we're in Pinellas County, Hillsborough County, and Polk County. Right now, in an upcoming year, we're going to expand to more counties to help out a lot more people listening here on the radio. So, again, please give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Help you out with any insurances. Thanks, Captain.
All righty. Patrick Highland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. And we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch final segment for a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at the beach and boating forecast, which doesn't look too bad today. Weather doesn't look too bad out there either. Going to be a whole lot different than what it was when it was a little cool coming into the weekend.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease.
Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
this is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, today, it's going to be partly sunny. There'll be a moderate chop a little bit later in the daytime. Right now, it's a little bit light, if you will. Winds will be out of the southeast, turning to the south-southwest, gusting up to 15 to 20 miles an hour. We may see a moderate chop this afternoon. Gulf water temperature 66, bay water temperature 70. Low tide coming at 8:50 a.m. High tide this afternoon, 3:13 a.m. And remember that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay franchise tells an amazing story because they are the largest of all the other Freedom Boat Club franchises across the country. Now, there are 206 locations across the USA, many of which where you might be hearing me right now on the radio. They have 3 in Canada. They have 6 in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia. And the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 450 boats in their 30 franchise territory. Now, they're expanding. They're going to have as many as 50 franchises by the end of the year. And they also are going to have as many as 600 boats. That's unheard of. Because a few years ago, 3 years ago, they had 100 boats and 10 franchises. And that was it. I'm telling you, this has been an amazing growth. Now, here at Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, everybody who joins gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, worked in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, you pay off your one-time membership fee, the balance due, and then you get a monthly bill for being a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Now, remember, your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Just go to Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay. I'm sorry, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. I'll get it right in a minute. freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And tell them the captain sent ya. It will save you some more money and you might get some more free stuff along the way. Now, somebody asked me during the break on through the messenger when the next gun show is. It's going to be March the 14th and 15th at the Midreg Hall in Largo, 6340 126 Avenue North. You can get more information about that by going to the Facebook page, and there is an event set up for the gun show on March the 14th and 15th. So you can go over there and find out more information that way. Now, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, Democratic of Connecticut, and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, confirmed that last week he and a number of his other Democratic senators secretly met with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, at the annual Munich Security Conference. Now, the others included on the list were Senators Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland, Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, Senator Whitehouse, who was another Democratic senator of Rhode Island. And now, here's the serious part. Also at the meeting was former Secretary of State John Kerry for President Obama's lead negotiator for the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, who is now a civilian, and they all talked together in a secret meeting. Now, while it's not a concern for senators to meet with foreign leaders to work to supplement current administration's foreign policy and national security matters on behalf of the current administration, there were no Republicans present, which means that couldn't be the case. And, oh, that's not the case for these men. None of them were serving in an official capacity representing the Trump administration and the U.S. government. And certainly they weren't trying to further the cause of President Trump's agenda towards Iran. In fact, quite the opposite. So now the question is, what do we do? Is this a violation of the Logan Act? Well, quite possible. Quite possible. Believe me when I tell you. And will something be done? Probably not. Now, we heard that from Denise Simon earlier. We also heard it in a sarcastic way from Frank Silvato. He said he would go on the record right now for saying that Kerry certainly violated the Logan Act, but whether or not anything will happen is highly unlikely, and I say it won't because it just won't. For some reason, we won't go after the people we need to go after when the time comes. Now, also, President Trump had one wheel of a polling week with his job approval rating at 49% in the Rasmussen Reports poll. Now, former President Barack Obama, late last week, took credit for the booming economy in a tweet that he made. But the voters don't believe it. They believe that President Trump deserves more credit than Barack Obama. Thank you very much, Common Sense Voters of America. Also, Americans are growing more concerned about the spread of the coronavirus, but also tend to think that the media is overhyping the deadly disease that erupted out of China. Well, maybe they are and maybe they aren't. We'll know soon enough, won't we? Voters also give Congress slightly better marks for its job performance following the bruising battle over impeachment, but still tend to be disappointed in their own representative on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay major presidential candidate, is one of the early leaders in the race for this year's Democratic nomination. Now, most voters say they have no problem with electing a gay president, but remain less sure that others they know will agree. By the way, just over half the voters think Democrats have a good chance of defeating President Trump in November, but in another poll, over half the voters don't believe with the candidates they currently have in place, they can beat President Trump. And 46% of likely U.S. voters think the country's headed in the right direction. That number seems to remain constant as we're talking. And Al is saying that if what I had discussed happened on a ship, it would be a mutiny. Yeah, you're right, Al. You're right. But it is what it is, and there's not much we can do about it, unfortunately, because we don't run the show. By the way, the president is in India, in case you hadn't heard. He'll be there the rest of the day and tomorrow before he leaves. He's out right now visiting the Taj Mahal in India. So that'll be interesting to see what happens. And, oh, by the way, got to remind you all about Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. By the way, the other thing is, try this out with the big box stores. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. Probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders, too, get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, another interesting evening of radio. Wow, the president in India, we caught some of the speech here, gave you a listen of what was being said before the rest of the people did, and I will see you all tonight on the radio, same time, same bat channel. God bless America. See you tonight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.